This is Business Forward on Money FM 89.3 with Canon. Business can be simple. Outsourcing is rapidly evolving beyond the simple re-engineering of processes. For many companies, outsourcing is used to achieve rapid, sustainable improvement in enterprise-level performance. More specifically, in addition to the baseline value of reducing costs and offloading non-core activities, collaborating with a strong outsourcing partner can be used to gain access to competitive skills, improve service levels, and increase the company's ability to respond to changing business needs. And today we also talk about the impact of digital technology on businesses. How important is it for businesses to digitally transform? And joining us is Professor of Information Systems, Associate Dean, School of Information Systems at SMU, Professor Venki Shankararaman. Thanks for joining us today, Professor.
Good morning. Thank you.
Help us first define digital technology. It must look different for different industries and even at different stages of a business.
Digital technology is a very broad term, and this includes any technology that generate, process, and stores data. So when you think of any organization, a business, there is going to be a number of different business processes. So let's take an example of a business process like fulfillment. That is, customer buying something from the company. So we call that a fulfillment process, or some people refer to it as order to cash or sales process. When you just take something like that process, what organizations are looking at is how do you use technology in order to innovate the process, make it more efficient, so on and so forth. So just taking this simple example and going back a bit, so what is a business process? It's nothing but a sequence of activities where ultimately you're delivering a service or a product to a stakeholder. So when you take this example, you can walk into a physical store, you buy something, and then you go to the checkout counter, and then you have a sales agent who will help you scan the products, and then
help you depart with your money.
Yes.
Okay.
And then if you take that example, if you see now in some of the, especially the bigger supermarkets, you have automated checkout. So where you go and scan. So that's next stage in digital transformation. And now more recently, Amazon Go, right? They've come up with a physical store in Seattle where virtually you just walk in, pick what you want, and you leave the store. Because of the use of technology, what they have done there is to use artificial intelligence, use sensors so they can actually measure and determine what you have picked, what you have left back on the shelf, etc. And then when you leave, they will charge you later.
So it's all embedded. You don't feel it.
You don't have to
do anything anymore.
Yes. So okay. This is also referred to as frictionless. So increasingly, organizations are trying to make their processes easier with less friction.
So everyone kind of wants to do this, is
yes.
that what you're saying? And if they don't?
If they don't, the big danger is they'll be taken over by other organizations
who are doing this.
Ah. Or if you see when the internet came in, there are a lot of companies, and there are some quotations, like, for example, nearly 80% of the Fortune 500 companies from 20 years ago were no longer there in the list, right? And then you had new companies entering, and this is in late 1990s. So this is during the internet-based business boom. And the same thing is happening now. More recently, an example is like a company like Kodak, who didn't adapt to this change in the photography business. Or if you take Blockbuster DVD rental store, so that gave way to Netflix. And this is always happening. This is nothing new.
The benefits of adopting digital technology, obviously, businesses are aware of. Are there non-benefits? Are there disadvantages?
Okay, any change, right, if you're adopting technology. So first question is, you don't adopt technology because, okay, there is this new technology we have to adopt. Businesses have to understand what value does that particular technology bring to their business.
But as you cited those particular examples of those companies where they didn't and they just went bust.
Yes, because what they should have done is to, in specific example, let's take Kodak. People were moving to digital photography. So then the question is, we have to see how this new technology is going to impact their processes. They got to then adapt and change their processes, which they failed to do. What I'm saying is there are a number of advantages, as well as anything will have challenges. So if you think about the advantages, it's enhanced efficiency and productivity the moment you're automating. So if you go back about 10, 15 years ago, organizations introduced what's called enterprise resource planning systems, ERP systems they're called. Basically, what it does is manages your inventory. It allows you to automate some of the processes in your organization. And that improved productivity. Now the question is, okay, your competitor has also got this system. So how do you further enhance your efficiency, the value you bring to your customer? So some of the organizations have now leveraging on data that's collected online and then using that data to cross-sell or target promotions, discounts, etc.
It all feels very confusing because earlier you said you have to wait and see how the new technology might affect your business and change as a result. But then we've also heard about how it's so quick change is. When do you do it? So what if you're too slow, like certain companies that we talked about? What if you're not quick enough? And then there's something else that's new that you have to learn again.
Yes. So this is where you have to do incremental prototyping and testing. You have to take some of this technology and you always have to be constantly watching what's happening. What happens in most organizations is you get sucked with the day-to-day work, and therefore you don't think beyond your environment. Of course, organizations are also recruiting new people, younger people coming into the industry and to their particular companies as well. And this is one way to keep nurturing new ideas. More and more organizations are moving to what we call open innovation. So you can't be doing everything on your own. So they're getting support through crowdsourcing. So that's one way. What I'm saying is you can't wait. At the same time, you got to be careful not to say, I'm going to re-engineer my whole business.
Or just jump on some bandwagon.
Exactly.
It might not suit your business.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So you have to take an approach where you start to experiment in an incremental manner, apply some of this to, say, certain specific processes, and from there, move on to see, okay, these things seem to help, as well as you study your competition. And you're scanning not only your particular country or region, but you need to scan the whole world, what's happening. Because something like Uber started off somewhere in the U.S., and, you know, very quickly it's in Singapore, the taxi market is disrupted.
What are the sort of challenges businesses face as well on their digital transformation journeys? So the right time, the right solution, knowing your business fundamentals already are something that they have to keep in mind whilst still operating.
So any digital transformation is going to bring about change in the way people do things. So there is going to be employee pushback.
Okay.
So this is something that's always been there, because when we change processes, this is one thing you got to worry about.
Sure, from the abacus to the calculator, there
exactly.
was pushback.
Yes.
Okay.
And the employees feel a bit threatened because you introduce something new, they feel, okay, my job is going to go away. And this has happened, say, in the banking industry, you know, a few years ago when they moved to more digital solutions.
And the accounting industry as well.
Yes. And increasingly, it's also now happening in the accounting industry where they are looking at how new technologies like AI and analytics is going to further disrupt. The other big challenge is lack of an overall digitization strategy. So when you start to get into it, you think, yes, we have identified these technologies which will help us. You need to have a strategy which is well articulated and is transparent to the people. Otherwise, they don't know why this change is happening. The other important thing is lack of expertise. So this is a particular company may not have the required expertise, so you need to train the employees to get up to speed with the new technology, because people are always fear something they don't know. And tertiary education providers like us, SMU School of Information Systems, we have revamped our curriculum to introduce new career tracks aligned with these emerging technology areas like business analytics, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, digital transformation, etc. The other challenge is when you change something, and in some cases, if the change is drastic, it will bring about a change in the organization structure, the roles of the people, the way the departments are structured. So you have to be prepared for that. And the last, of course, very important aspect is the budget. you need money for bringing about this change, right? So how to be able to do it in a sustainable manner is important. And in some countries like Singapore as well, the government is providing some support in terms of the projects, helping companies to actually work with other partners, et cetera, in order to get on this digital transformation journey.
That's a lot of things, Professor Venki. Yeah. We're talking about retraining staff, restructuring the organization. How can we do all of that with minimal disruption to operations? Because earlier we also talked about how business owners tend to just get caught up in the day-to-day operations and even take their eye off the ball, where the ball is rolling into a digital minefield, so to speak.
A number of things. So when you think about the training your employees, it's not only for your own company, it's also for their interest. You know, a person is not going to work in the same company forever. So I think there will be motivation from the employees to actually find time to be able to do this, right? So that's one thing.
So it could be outside of actual working hours.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's one way to do it. And also now you have these online courses which people can pick up. And what I say is you can't just send employees to say, okay, go learn something. You know, they have to see how it is relevant.
It has to be appropriate, yeah.
Yes. It has to be relevant to the particular organization. Imagine a company is introducing something new, right? So, for example, a logistic company is introducing a fleet management system. So the idea will be to train your employees so that they get prepared for this. If you don't have the plan to even install this, you're not going to send them to go and train in all kinds of technologies.
Yeah.
It has to be relevant to what job they are doing.
Yeah, right? Because why would a logistics
exactly.
person need audio engineering
exactly.
training,
exactly.
for example?
Yeah.
What are the ramifications, though, if businesses don't?
The most important ramification is they will fold
close up. Shop.
That's it. And we have seen this happen. And therefore, businesses know that they have to keep up. At SMU, we have a specific course, a basket of courses called SMUX. And this group of courses, what we do actually is get the students as a team to work with, in the course I teach, is where we get them to work with the industry partners. And the students
These are business entities.
These are business entities,
okay.
real SMEs, and also sometimes larger corporations, and helping them to apply some of these technologies. So that's some help that the SMEs will be getting. So why we do that, of course, is to help our students have a grasp of how to apply this in real-world context.
And possibly get a job later. Professor Venki Shankararaman, Professor of Information Systems, Associate Dean, School of Information Systems at SMU. In today's rapidly evolving environment, data and information are critical to strategic business decisions. Canon Business Services, the specialist and outsourcing arm of Canon, can help companies harness the power of digitization by transforming how data and information are processed, managed, and translated into meaningful knowledge. By harnessing the power of Canon's proven products, technologies, and services, Canon can help transform your business process and bring your company to greater heights. This has been Business Forward with Canon on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim.